get to living, giving. Don't forget to throw in a little forgiving and love along the way. You better get to knowing, showing a little bit more concern about where you're going. Here's a word unto the wise. You better get to living.
Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. You better get to living, y'all. It's the beginning of the week on a Monday, and I'm happy to be here on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. If you just joined us, when you're just getting your day started, it's a great week. We're going to have a little bit of rain, which may cool things off a bit, but we'll have plenty of sunshine, too. And speaking of sunshine, guess who's here with me to start our week off right? August 10th on a Monday morning, I got Wayne Peacock here with Peacock Group at Levin Rinke Realty.
Good morning.
You better get to living, Wayne.
Amen. You got to get to living, get out there and enjoy the weather while we got it.
You betcha. So how's things going? Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, it was great. You know, so I'm still in production. So I was all over the place with clients, and I'm our singular Alabama agent at the moment.
Oh, wow. I bet that keeps you busy.
It does. I'm learning a lot about Foley, Alabama. Such a cute little town.
I love Foley. It's such a sweet town.
Yep.
I love it. You get that sense of old Alabama there.
Exactly. 30 minutes. They've got a great little coffee shop over there. It's nice. So good weekend, though. Kept the juices flowing. Got me out of the house, you know.
Yeah.
Getting a little older, so it's good to keep moving.
We don't talk about that here. Well, tell folks a little bit about you, Wayne, because Wayne is a wonderful realtor here in town and in Alabama, clearly. But you're with Levin Rinke, which is a great brokerage to be with. But tell us a little bit about your background and how you got started.
Yeah.
And if someone's listening, they like your voice and what you have to say, how they can get in touch with you. Maybe they're thinking about buying or selling, need a little advice.
Yep, definitely. And I always say I'm happy to give advice, whether you decide to work with me and my team or not. But my name is Wayne Peacock, and I'm not related to the other Wayne Peacock in town. I'm a completely different strand of
Peacock. I didn't realize there were two.
Yes, I get that often. I'm a South Carolina strand of Peacocks. I've been in Pensacola really off and on for a little while now, but I first came down 2008. I was a manager and eventually a director at Baptist Healthcare, and I loved it. My whole background's been healthcare and military. I was Air Force, moved around a lot. Fast forward a few years, I had moved away, was working at a small hospital up in the mountains that was acquired by a larger hospital, and they wanted me to move to the flagship facility, which was in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And unfortunately, I could not do that at the time. I owned a restaurant and a bakery because I've got a little bit of an entrepreneurial spirit.
I've noticed that, my friend.
In me, yes. And so got into real estate. I mean, I had friends and realtors who suggested it for years, and I was always kind of on the fence. You know, I need to have a steady income.
Sure.
And then I realized if you work hard and you're fair and you're honest, you'll have a steady income. So I got into to real estate, and then in 2021 moved back here.
Yay.
You know, and the way Meg and I know each other is I've always been very involved in theater, and we met through the Pensacola Little Theater. And so I'm like, let's go back to Pensacola. The business is sold. And I was like, let's go back to Pensacola. I miss my theater family, you know, and I miss Pensacola. So I came back here, joined up with Levin Rinke, and started my business back here. And then just through volume and growth, started a team in 2023. So I have six
Amazing.
Agents.
Gosh, yeah. You've really come along in a fast track.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm a little bit crazy. I love
Get,
to
stop
work.
It.
I love to work. I always have to be busy. And so between volunteering and working, that's pretty much my life. And so as I said, I'm a veteran, so I just naturally attract veteran clients, and we're a big area for veterans.
And we have a lot of veteran listeners here at the station for sure.
And so that's the bulk of my business. So I brought on a few other veteran agents at the time, and we just kind of grew from there, really. So I'm always out trying to help people learn about how to become a homeowner if they've mm-hmm. never done so. So many people don't even understand how to use their VA benefits.
Right,
You know, there's so many misconceptions out there, and they think, well, you can only use it once, and that's not true. They also think you can only have one VA loan at a time. That's also not true.
Really? I didn't know that. Mm-hmm.
You can have two. They will allow you to have two at one time. Now, there are rules around it. You mm-hmm. have to live in one for at least a year before you turn it into a rental. And then as long as you have enough benefit left, you can have a second one.
I didn't know
that.
But
it has to be your primary residence.
Okay.
So you're allowed to keep one as a rental. So this helps a lot of our active duty guys.
Sure.
Who buy here. And usually a lot are here for training, mm-hmm. you know, and so they're only going to be here for a few years, unless
right.
they're maybe on the instructor side and they stay a little longer. But so that helps them. They can hang on to it for a rental and grow their wealth. So I'm always trying to help not just veterans. I work with everyone, but I do tend to work a lot with veterans and active duty. It's just our area for one. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of my background because I've used my VA benefit for every house I've ever purchased.
Right.
Except the first. The very first one I purchased was in England.
Oh.
Because I was overseas. But every house I've purchased here, I've used the VA benefit. And, you know, so I'm an advocate for that. Mm-hmm. Letting people know how you can use, you know, it's a benefit that you've earned.
That's right.
And you should use it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, and it's very helpful to know because really so much changes in the real estate world
yes.
from month to month, year to year. It's hard mm-hmm. to keep track of everything. It's so important to have an expert.
Yes.
That's why you're on the expert panel, because we need an expert to kind of guide the way. I mean, we may go to the grocery store every week, but we don't have to buy a house every week. And things change so much. It's really yes. helpful to have someone with your experience, and especially with your veteran experience. Mm-hmm. That makes a big difference to someone that really is not sure, kind of tentative, knows what they want, but not right. quite sure how to get it.
Yep, exactly. And, you know, so last time I was here, we talked mainly about selling. I wanted to talk a little more about buying this time, which
oh, good.
Is
okay.
great for the VA side of things. And, you know, I lost my train of thought there for a second.
That's okay.
Like, wait a minute.
Welcome what? To my
Squirrel.
World. No, it happens all the time.
So
we're talking about people buying homes.
Buying homes, yeah. No. So with, you know, with the veteran benefit, I'm not saying that you can't use an agent who's not a veteran, because there are so many wonderful agents out there.
Of course.
And I am always, you know, I used to be a trainer for our brokerage, so I'm always trying to help other agents grow and learn too.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say, if you're a veteran listening and you've never used your VA, or even if you have used your VA, make sure you are working with an agent who understands how the VA works.
Right.
There are so many misconceptions out there, and I've met clients who end up finding me too late, and they've already lost money. Maybe they didn't fully realize that they could use their VA benefit again, so they went with a different type of loan. And, you know, the benefit of the VA loan is you can have 100% loan-to-value lending. So what that means is if you're buying a $250,000 house, you can finance $250,000. So you don't have to come to the table with a down payment.
Okay, well, that's huge.
Mm-hmm. And there are other things you can negotiate. But I've had people tell me that, you know, an agent talked them into not using their benefit because they could save more money using another type of loan.
Hmm.
Now, that may be true because loans, you know, loan packages do change and interest rates do change. So it's always worth looking at all your options. But no other loan, they do have a few right now because the interest rates are what they are, and,
mm-hmm.
and people's buying power is a little lower right now. So lenders are coming up with other creative financing ways to get, you know, a 98% loan to value.
Right.
There are a couple of other 100% loan to values out there, but none of them, in my opinion, are as good as using your VA benefit if you are a veteran. Because it's a way you can come to the table with little to no money.
Well, that's a huge, it can make a huge difference, especially for a first-time home buyer, if it's the first time, or you've just relocated somewhere and you had to use that cash to make the move and get your family here.
Definitely.
So that really can make a big difference.
Yeah, and that's what I say to my veterans all the time. You know, you can use whatever option you choose to use, and it's always good to talk to your lender and really run all the numbers, because sometimes it may make more sense if you're in a situation that you have the extra money. It may make more sense to use one of the other types of loans. However, another thing that veterans don't realize, if you have a disability rating, you don't have to pay the VA funding fee. That is waived, and it doesn't have to be 100%. It can be as little as 10%. Which a lot of us out there have, 10%. They're like, okay, we're not going to give you all of it, but here's 10%. Keep you happy. and so that waives your VA funding fee, which saves you a few thousand dollars.
Right.
So, you know, it's always worth, and, you know, like I said, you can always reach out to me. My direct line is 850-706-4972. That comes directly to me, not to my team. I do have a team number, but for this is my personal number. I'm happy to answer questions. It doesn't always have to be because you're ready to buy or you're ready to sell. I really do, and I'm genuine when I say this. I like being a resource for people because, you know, I like having extra contacts too, because I do a lot of volunteering in our community, and I'm raising money a lot of times. So, you know, once you get my number, I've got yours. Just remember that. And I may ask you to buy a ticket to the theater or right. support something we're doing at the Pensacola Museum of Art. But you can also visit us online. It's just peacockgroup.info. So if you put the whole thing in, you know, it's the www, but it's peacockgroup.info. I happen to have a famous television, you know, last name. So all the .coms are taken.
That's true.
So it's peacockgroup.info, and it has all the information on there as well. And, you know, you can reach out.
Excellent. We're talking with Wayne Peacock. If you just joined us on News Radio 92.3, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Every day from 9 to 11, we bring the experts in, and Wayne is definitely an expert. But if you have a question for him, that's what's kind of fun about this show, is you can just text a question in right now at 850-437-1620. So Wayne, one of our listeners was apparently listening when you first came on talking about that you're doing some sales now and work in Alabama in Baldwin County. So they were asking a question about, you mentioned small town in Baldwin County. I think you were talking about Foley. Do you know, are the elementary schools, how are the elementary schools in Baldwin County?
So that's one I have to gracefully declined to answer, only because schools and crimes and things like that are all protected under fair housing.
Oh, okay.
But what I can do is I can get the link to where you look. Mm-hmm. Now, I can say they are building a new elementary school.
Oh, okay.
And it is amazing. I drove by it the other day when I was out showing, and it's just before you get into Foley. Mm-hmm. So it's in, I think it's actually... It is, actually. I don't think. It's in Alberta. And it's a huge new elementary school.
Oh, nice.
So they do have lots going on over there with education. That's what I can say. They are really focused on that. And all of what I'm seeing is showing me that they are paying attention.
That's very important. Mm-hmm. Very important. Mm-hmm. Great. So if you've got a question, too, just text it on in at 850-437-1620. Can you describe a little bit, Wayne, the process? So someone calls and they think, well, I'm not sure if I'm ready yet. Mm-hmm. Can you maybe sit down with them and kind of walk them through? That way, if they do have to get pre-qualified or they have to get a loan approval, you don't have to do it instantly, right? You could take your time and maybe you need to do some things to the house to fix it up for sale prior to actually putting it on the market. What is your process? Yeah.
So we have a process that I use, and I use this for both buyers and sellers. The whole premise of it is, and I guess my tagline, mission, math, move.
So I like that.
I always like to have that first, I call it a discovery call, or it can be in person. I love coffee. So I'm always up to buy somebody a coffee at one of my favorite spots and talk about your plans. But the first part's always going to be your mission. So why are you looking to do what you're looking to do, whether that's buy or sell? Do you have to move? Do you want to move? maybe you're upsizing, downsizing, all those things. So that's the very first thing we talk about is what's your mission, not what Wayne's mission is.
Mm-hmm.
What's your mission? And then we figure out where we need to go from there, how I can help. Then the second step of that is math. Let's figure out where you want to be comfortably, whether you're buying or selling. If you're buying, we look at that. I can run some numbers, and we figure out where you want to be based on your monthly payment. But then we connect you with one of several local lenders. Now, you can use a big box lender if you like. However, our local lenders are going to be more they're going to be more in tune with what's going on in our areas, mm-hmm. and tell you what programs are available. There are so many first-time buyer programs right now that will help with down payment assistance. Hometown Heroes is out again. We've got $40+ million in there.
That's great.
And so that's for any of our first responders, you know, doctors, nurses, anyone in the healthcare, police, also school teachers.
No all kidding. Those, that's great.
Mm-hmm, it's a down payment assistance program, and I could talk about it for an hour, but we don't have that much time.
Are DJs on that list? just kidding. Continue.
If you save lives, maybe.
I don't know. Go ahead. I'm just teasing.
So that's the math part of it. We look at where you want to be, where you need to be, what programs you may be available for, and then the final part's the move. Mm-hmm. Now we start talking about when do we go out and look at properties, or when do we get your home ready to list. And what is our timeline? I always say if you're in an apartment or somewhere that you're in a lease,
right,
and you want to move at the end of that lease, you always want to start looking about 60 days before the end of your lease, because 30 to 45 days is kind of an average for closing.
Mm-hmm.
So I always say let's count backwards from your lease end. And most of the time you have to give notice as well.
Right.
So we want to make sure you've got your math and your money part,
mm-hmm.
first, so that you know what you qualify for, so that you're not in a situation where you've canceled your lease, now you don't get approved,
right?
And now you're kind of back to square one. So those are the things. So really it's that first initial discovery call where I go over all of those things,
mm-hmm.
and just help people. And again, I've got people I've been working with. I just got a guy, we've been working together for 4 years.
Wow.
And we only just got him under contract because he was finally ready,
mm-hmm.
and everything lined up.
Great.
He had his pre-approval. But that's just who I am. I'm here to be supportive. Now, I won't call you every day for 4 years.
Come on.
But, you know, I will be available and around. But, yeah, that mission math move is really what we work on. And then I break down all the steps once you get under contract and how that works as well.
Okay, great. We're talking with Wayne Peacock with the Peacock Group at 11 Rinky Realty. If you've got a question or a comment, 850-437-1620. Time is flying, so we've got a few minutes left with a couple of the things that you wanted to talk about today.
Yeah, so I really wanted to let people know right now where we are. The average home price in Pensacola has gone up.
Mm-hmm.
It's around $420,000.
Wow.
This is for a single family home,
mm-hmm.
not a condo. And it's taking about 68 days on market.
Okay.
So if you are thinking about selling, be prepared. Now, I always let people know that if you're in a good area with a good house, so if you're in one of these areas that people fight over each other to get in,
sure,
you're still going to be able to sell usually a little quicker than that, as mm-hmm. long as you price it right. I know everyone knows we've got a couple of areas here that everybody wants to be in, but even those areas right now, you got to price right.
Correct.
So pricing is everything. You have to make sure. And then, you know, we also, if you're looking at rent, our median rent right now for a single family home is around $1,800.
Wow. That sure has gone up, hasn't it?
A lot. So, you know, one of the things that you can look at is what's your rent payment, and what do we look at for a comparable mortgage payment?
Sure. That makes sense.
And then you can see there, because at least then it's yours. Mm-hmm. I always joke and say, if you want to paint it black or purple, you can do right. it. No, unless you're in an HOA, don't get me in trouble.
Well, you're investing in your, you're actually investing in yourself exactly. because otherwise you're just throwing the money away.
You're paying a mortgage one way or another.
Right.
Whether
That's
it's
right.
yours or somebody else's. So always think about that. And, you know, there are times that, that buying is just not right for some people. So mm-hmm. there's nothing wrong with renting. And I don't ever mean to insinuate or imply that. It's just what your personal situation is. And that's why I like to have that first phone call.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you can call me at 850-706-4972, or you can text me. I'm happy to answer your questions. Now, I really wanted to, in this last couple of minutes, just remind people, if you are a first responder or you know a first responder, that program is open now. It's the Hometown Heroes. They just put some more money into it here in Florida. It does go quickly. Now, it's not going as quickly as it has in the past because people are buying a little slower right now.
Right.
But what that is, it's a down payment assistance. I have a few local lenders who are part of that program. So if you would like more information, just reach out to me. I'll get you in touch with the right people. I won't be able to tell you if you qualify. You have to reach out to one of the local lenders, and then they'll be able to tell you, yes, you qualify based on your job, and then they can run the numbers with you. They can also do a soft pull of your credit versus mm-hmm. a hard pull, mm-hmm. so you don't have to worry about that ding on your credit, and they can tell you what you qualify for. And it gives you a certain percentage of purchase price toward the down payment. Now, it is a loan.
Right.
But you don't pay it back concurrently. So what that means is it goes at the end, and the only time you pay it back is when you sell the property.
Mm-hmm.
Or this is what catches people. They don't listen to this little fine print. If you refinance.
Oh, okay.
So you cannot refinance without having to pay that back. And if you sell, you pay it back. But you don't make payments on it on top of your mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of sits there in the background. And that really helps a lot of people. I've closed a few of those deals with folks, and it's helped people that otherwise wouldn't have been able to get into what they really wanted to be in
right.
for their family, because by the time they paid, you know, the 3.5% down or whatever other program they were looking at and moving and all that, they really had to take their budget way down to
right.
buy a smaller, more affordable home. So this gives people that option, mm-hmm. really. And there are so many here in Pensacola right now. I don't have time to talk about them all, but that's one that I really wanted to let people know about. Hometown Heroes. So it's any first responders, school teachers, you know, anybody that falls into that kind
that's
of
fantastic.
911, all of those. So yeah, if you're interested in that, know someone who is, please feel free, reach out to me. I can give you all the details. A little more in depth.
That's great. I did not know about that. So that's really terrific. Yeah. That's
and
a great program.
The money goes quickly. So if you're interested, just reach out, see what you qualify for.
Absolutely. So again, don't let that keep you from putting your toe in the water and giving Wayne a call, because he can basically give you that initial consultation and figure out whether it's a good time for you to buy or sell right now.
Yep, definitely. I'm happy to help.
Okay. And we also have I think an event this weekend. Parade of Homes is coming up.
Yep, Parade of Homes is coming up. I have a home that they were interested in, but it's actually run as a business. So we didn't.
Oh, okay.
I call it a boutique hotel. They mainly go through
Oh,
Airbnb.
Nice.
But yeah, Parade of Homes is coming up. That is a great way to just get out and see.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even if you're not looking to buy, sellers don't like when I say those, but, you know, it's a good event to go out, and you can mm-hmm. just see what people have done. And you never know. I always joke with people when I'm training my team. I'm like, you know, think about when you've wanted to buy a car
mm-hmm.
and you want to buy, let's just say we're fancy. We're going
right.
to buy a red Corvette. What do you start seeing on every corner?
Red Corvette.
A red Corvette.
Right.
So it's the same way with houses. You get out there and you start looking
mm-hmm.
and then you're eventually gonna buy.
I like to do those things because, you know, we look and see what you want. Like you said,
exactly.
I mean, I'll look at something and go, wow, that fireplace really does work, or mm-hmm. oop, that does not work. We get decor ideas, lots of, yep. like you said, you start to narrow down what it is you're looking
what
for.
What you're looking for.
Right.
And I always recommend you do that, because you don't want to waste your time, mm-hmm. especially these days. You don't want to waste your gas. If you get out there knowing what you're looking for,
There you go. All right, we've been chatting with Wayne Peacock this morning. Wayne, give your contact info one more time.
So it's peacockgroup.info if you want to find us online. Telephone number is 850-706-4972.
And the website?
peacockgroup.info.